This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Zoom reported profits after the close yesterday. Made some money last quarter, the company did, even with some businesses doing more in-person work than not. But according to the digital intelligence company SimilarWeb, Zoom is losing small business clients and individual customers faster than it is gaining bigger corporate accounts. Still, some entrepreneurs have actually bet on video conferencing, including two small business owners in an industry you might not really expect to see online, as Marketplace's Caroline Champlin explains.
Shauna Race was a bartender in Los Angeles who would sometimes hold in-person cocktail classes. During lockdown, she lost those and her bar job.
And I sat with my head in my pillow for about a week, and then I pivoted my cocktail classes online.
Her business, called Talktails, has corporate clients, Better Mortgage, TrueCar, even Amazon, that buy her classes to recreate the after-work happy hour on Zoom.
All right, let's do our Anchor Starter Bitters. We're going to do four dashes. And a dash looks like this. One, two, three, four.
Ray says companies that were looking to boost morale came to her.
They were scrambling, and so they were looking for a way to bring spirits back.
Ahead of everyone returning to the office, Race plans to pivot to retail, selling cocktail kits. Because Zoom fatigue is a business risk, if you ask the guy that coined the term, Stanford communication professor Jeremy Bailenson.
You can be physically fatigued. You can be socially fatigued. You don't want to see someone. You can be overall fatigued. And it's important to differentiate because there's different solutions to each one.
For people looking to connect long distances, Bailenson expects Zoom to stick around. That's what Sarah Mangoni is hoping too. She's the owner of Historically Drinking, another online cocktail business with classes and videos about the backstory of different drinks.
Even as people are being like released out into the world again, you can hang out with your friends and family from all over the country and all over the world doing this, which is great.
Mangoni still has a job at a bar, but this week she's holding her first online event after a hiatus and is hoping her audience will still be there. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.